This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the rock show of FUBAR Radio with myself, Joel Dommett, and...
Ed Gamble. That was really energetic, mate.
Thanks, mate. I really went in with... I went in strong.
Yeah, well, this is supposed to be us going in strong. Quick intro. We're going to bang a track on straight away. Go for it now.
Very excited.
Just... What a start.
What a tune, mate.
Blackstone Cherry, Blame It On The Boom Boom. Featuring, of course, the lyric, if you wake up in the morning in someone else's room, blame it on the boom boom.
I mean, it's a classic lyric.
If that happened to me, if I woke up in the morning in someone else's room, I've lost my keys the night before. That's what's happened. We saw them play, didn't we, Joel?
We did. We went to the Metal Hammer Gods of Things stuff.
Yes, well done. The Golden Gods.
Yeah. Well,
welcome to the rock show, by the way.
Hello.
We've got so much stuff to talk about today. We've got to talk about we went to the Golden Gods, right? We've got to update everyone on your scary Barber's gangster story.
Went back in.
Right. Well, don't... Tell me it. We're teasing it for later on.
I might have gone back in.
You went to another live music event.
I went to two live music events.
Yeah, so I'm not going to tell anyone what you went to.
Okay.
Because it's seriously impressive and also quite depressing. Okay? But we've got that to talk about.
My headphones have gone out.
That's how hard Blackstone Cherry just smashed it. They've taken my headphones out of action.
I mean, there's no boom boom going on your ears at all.
Absolutely not. Blame it on the boom boom. It's completely gone. We've got so much to talk about, mate.
So much to talk about. We keep on talking about how much we've got so much to talk about.
Well, that's my first link. That's what I've written down. In this first link, talk about how much we've got to talk about. We'll also be discussing crowd surfing, moshing,
yes,
that sort of thing. Is it safe? Should it be legal? Is it just beating the shit out of each other?
Yeah.
What is it?
There wasn't much crowd surfing at the Golden God Awards that went to.
No, it was because it was a weird mix, wasn't it? Because it was an awards show and also a live gig. Behemoth were playing While She Sleeps, Blackstone Cherry, Dillinger Escape Plan, Steel Panther. So it's just a really, really good gig with a really sweet lineup.
We got really drunk really early.
Yeah, the thing is, the doors opened at 6. So we met at 5.
Mm.
5:30?
Yeah.
Well, I got there early, as is my wont.
Yeah, you did well.
And what I do when I get to places early and I know I'm going to be drinking is I'll have a drink as just a sort of little social lubricant before you get there. So I was wondering...
Just to make
already,
yourself easier to talk to.
He's like, I can't drink these days, mate. I can't do it.
Diabetes.
So I had a drink, and then about half an hour later, I was utterly shit-faced.
Yeah, you really were.
We lasted until about 10 o'clock.
There was this moment where we all were, like, just drinking happily. It was all fine. It was that sort of weird thing. Because we all work in the evening, it was me and you and another comedian called Simon Fielder.
Who's a friend of the show. He's been on the Rock Show, you know, quite a few times.
Lovely man. Fan of the rock.
Yeah.
And sometimes questionable rock. Just like myself.
Sometimes questionable dress sense. Now, me and Simon Fielder talk on WhatsApp quite a lot. We talk about music. We talk about that sort of thing. He was WhatsApping me all day going, what are you wearing? He's not a pervert. He wasn't saying, what are you wearing right now?
Thing to do before going to a rock gig, right? That's what everyone does.
Exactly. He was very much more thinking of it as an award ceremony. Like, he thought Grazia magazine were going to be on the red carpet. It's like, what are you wearing? Who are you wearing? I did put some effort in. You know, I went in some of my rockier things, of my more metal clothes, because I've got two different looks, Joel.
It was a different look.
Yeah, so
you looked great.
I had my battle jacket on, you know, my sleeveless denim, sleeveless check shirt.
Absolutely.
I had a t-shirt on. I wasn't going bare arms.
No, nope.
I'm not a maniac. But Simon Fielder was really nervous about. I thought he was joking originally, but he was WhatsApping me all day going, "What should I wear? What am I going to wear?" He was 20 minutes late because he was picking out wardrobe.
Oh God!
What was he wearing, Joel?
He wore a bow tie.
I specifically said, "Do not show me up at these awards. There will be people there that I respect, musicians that I care about." And he turned up looking like fucking Pee Wee Herman. He had a bow tie on and a baseball cap with a straight peak.
Yeah.
He looked a bit backward. He looked like we'd taken him there on a day trip.
Yeah, like it's sort of Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just want to go to the Metal Gods with Joel Don, with the FUBAR Radio Rock Show host.
I just want to go to the Metalhammer Golden Gods Award with star of Impractical Jokers, Joel Dommett. Because we basically blagged our way into these awards. We've just started the rock show.
This is really exciting for me.
And FUBAR very kindly agreed to try and get us tickets. Now, the thing, it was like a gig, so there was like the general public on the main floor, then above there was sort of VIP levels, right? And we were told to go meet someone at 7:30 to be taken up to the winner's media area, to the mm-hmm. VIP section.
Yeah.
Now, no one was there to meet us, were they?
No. I mean, it was almost like someone had typed the letter from FUBAR.
Yeah, I mean, it literally looked like we'd done it and printed it off.
Everyone we showed it to was like, well, that's just a letter.
You can't. I mean, you've literally, what you've done there is you've put a logo on a letter. Literally anyone can do that. And at that point, I was like, well, fair enough. So we're just going to have to stand with the general public, the disgusting, unwashed general public, watch the bands and go home.
And you though, Ed, you were very keen on the fact that I was going to sort this.
Yeah. At the beginning of the night, I said, if someone can sort this, it's going to be Joel.
You were like, Joel's the sorter. And I knew in my mind that I was definitely not the sorter.
You go to a lot of awards ceremonies.
I go to a lot of the awards ceremonies, but with more than a letter.
You're a celebrity, Joel.
I'm not a celebrity.
Well, fucking tell me you're not a celebrity after I tell everyone what happened.
This is the best moment that's ever happened to me.
So we went up to these. I mean, essentially, they were children working security.
Yeah.
And said, we've got this letter. And they were like, oh, I don't know, you have to go to VIP. It's like, they've just sent us here, so we need to sort this out. Do you know who this is? Do you know what we need?
Well, first of all, I went up to them and went, you were like, Joel, sort it.
Oh, yeah. So this was Joel sorting it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what I thought.
I'm bad at sorting things.
Joel, you sort it. You've been on guest lists before. You operate within, I'd say you're a D-list celebrity, right?
Yes, that's pretty. I mean, that's fairly high up the old alphabet.
You are the same level of celebrity as an ex-Hollyoaks cast member.
That's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure some of them are probably hosting radio shows on FUBAR. Yeah.
No. They've got to go down a few layers before they get to that. So you walked up with a letter and went, "Hi, we're here. We've got these tickets. Sure, we've got to do something." That was literally what you said.
I've got this letter. I think we need to do something.
So at that point, my heart sank. I was like, we're not getting into the VIP.
You jumped straight in.
Yeah.
Like a pro. You were like, we're with FUBAR Radio.
Means we nothing.
We've been told this. Yeah. And we've been let down by so many people.
I didn't say. At what point did I say we've been let down? We've been passed around. You know, people have shoved us to pillar and post, I said. I believe I use 1940s vernacular. I thought, well, this is going to get us in, even though the face on the security was like, this is not working. And then one of them turned to Joel, and I just heard him... Hey, to Joel, you from Impractical Jokers? And Joel went, yeah, I really like that. And then we got wristbands for the best bit.
Sorted.
Sorted, guys. All thanks to Joel's lovely face.
Yes!
And man, we saw rock royalty in those rooms.
We did.
Michael Schenker.
Yep.
From UFO.
Yeah, from him, from that.
Rob Caggiano.
Formerly
of Anthrax, now Volbeat.
Volbeat.
Yeah, he's pretty... Benji from Skindred.
I saw him and I recognised him.
And friend of the show, Stephen Hill, who when we weren't in VIP, you were frantically texting.
Yeah.
Going, please get us into VIP. And he wasn't really answering back that quickly. And then we realised it's because he was hosting the entire award ceremony.
Yeah.
And had to MC the whole thing.
And, you know, and then it was like, I'll meet you guys. Yeah. Didn't meet us.
Yeah, what? I'd imagine he would have met us afterwards, Joel, but we went home at 10:15.
We were so drunk.
We were so drunk because it was free rum.
That was great. I really enjoyed myself.
So that's our crazy rock night out. Some good winners as well, and the bands were amazing. In fact, I believe we're playing, that was Blackstone Cherry who played at the awards, and I believe we're playing While She Sleeps later on as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we can play it next if you want.
Let's play it next. Now we've talked about the awards, why not play it now, Joel?
Let's do it right now. This was the second band after Behemoth, which I enjoyed the theatricality of.
You liked the flames, didn't you, Joel?
Oh, the flames-os. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, when I watched Behemoth play, they had flames, they had like sort of smoky steaminess.
Smoke, yeah.
Steamy smoke.
Yeah.
And they had dry ice.
Smoky steaminess is good. I mean, that covers it.
I don't think it was dry ice. I think it was steam. I don't think there was a dry ice in the house.
Oh, dear.
Okay, okay, we're in.
Not
we're
while
in.
I'm holding hot coffee, Joel.
Is that another one appealing on?